In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you on this wonderful morning as we are anticipating the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on this day and the eve of our Lord's Nativity. So if I were to ask you what is on my mind, I'm pretty sure that you could answer Christmas, right? Like everyone, that's what we've been thinking about. But it's kind of interesting. There was a question that kept going off in my mind, and that question was, well, what is this day really all about? Now, you might be shocked to hear that question coming from me, your priest. Why would I be asking, what is this day all about? You'd assume that I knew what this day was all about. But the reality is, just like all of you, I get busy. The reality is that just like all of you, I forget what it is that I am supposed to be focusing on. Because just like all of you, I'm running around doing my last minute, whatever it is I need to do to get ready for Christmas. But I tend to forget what this day is really about. So on Tuesday, we had our Bible study. And at our Bible study, we were focusing on Christmas. And I had them look at Luke's version of the Nativity. And as we were looking at it, someone in the Bible study reminded me that this is what was read in the cartoon, what is it called? Charlie Brown Christmas. That's right, Charlie Brown Christmas. And if you all remember, what happened there was Charlie Brown was asked to be the director, right, of the pageant. And then he had to find a tree. And we all know that things kind of went crazy, right? And Charlie Brown just, the poor guy, never gets anything right. The wrong tree, everything was going wrong. And then at the end, what does he do? He yells at the top of his lungs, "Can someone tell me what Christmas is all about?" And then, of course, like usual, he's saved by his friend Linus. And Linus comes up and says, "I can tell you, Charlie Brown, what Christmas is all about." And in kind of this dramatic fashion, right, he gets up on a stage and he says, "Lights, please." And the lights shine down on him. And he begins to recite the Nativity from the Gospel of St. Luke. And he begins to tell us, right, about the angels coming down to the shepherds and about the shepherds hearing this proclamation that a baby was born and that baby is the Savior. And they can go see that baby, which is going to bring great joy and hope to all people if they go to a manger and they'll find this little baby wrapped in swaddling clothes with its mother in the manger. And they went. And was at that time that it dawned on me that what we're doing, what we're really celebrating, is the birth of a baby. We are celebrating a baby. Now, not just any baby, but still a baby. And what happens when babies are born? We have joy, right? We have joy for the birth of a baby. We have hope. We have hope because of that child, and we see great potential. I remember when my own children were born, I was overjoyed at each of their births. And I looked at each one of them and I had great hope for what they were going to be because I knew they have great potential. See, today we are remembering a baby that was born for us in order to unlock the potential that we have, the potential that we have to become more like him, the potential that we have to truly have real, lasting relationships, the potential that we have to continue knowing our God and to know him even better. So today, my friends and my family in Christ, I pray that all of us consider a little bit this idea of the potential we have. And God willing, by the end of this sermon, we'll have an idea how it is that God, through Christ, has helped us to unlock that potential. So our reading today comes to us in the Gospel of St. Matthew, and this is one of those Gospels that we clergy just love to read. It is one of those, I know. I got through all the names, thank God. I think every year sometimes I say the names differently. I don't know, but anyways, it's one of those times where you hear these names once a year, right? And the important thing to remember is that these names remind us that Jesus was real, right? That as a human, he was connected to a family. The other thing it reminds us of is that the people in Jesus' family were kind of like us, right? They had potential. They had potential to do good things, and they had great potential to do bad things. And some of them did just that. But the thing we have to remember is what they didn't have and what we have is Christ. So our potential to be what we were called to be is even greater. At the end of that reading, towards the middle, actually, we hear about Joseph and Mary. And we hear that Mary was with child, and Joseph, it says, being a just man, was going to kind of set her aside and divorce her, but he was going to do it quietly because he didn't want to cause any problems for her because this was a serious matter. So he goes to bed having resolved to do this, and the scripture says that an angel appeared to him and said, Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And then he says something important. He says, and you will call him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. This, my friends and my family in Christ, is the first way that our Lord helps us unlock that potential that we've been talking about. Because the one thing that keeps us from really having a relationship with one another, the one thing that keeps me from truly loving as I'm supposed to love, the one thing that keeps me from knowing God even better is the sins and the mistakes that I make in my life. Jesus was sent to us to make right the wrongs that were made by our ancestors. Jesus was sent to us as a child to help us right our wrongs through forgiveness. Jesus was sent to us to help us forgive our sins so we can realize our potential. And he did it a certain way because of who he is. Later on in the scripture reading, we heard that all of this happened for a reason. All of this happened in order to fulfill a prophecy, right? And it comes from Isaiah, that a virgin would give birth, and the child's name would be Emmanuel, God with us. Think about that. God with us. Our God loves you. He loved you so much that he came to us, that he became like us, that he was with us, that he was born for us. But be careful. This is not all in the past tense, because he continues to be with us. God is with us. God is in us. God is helping us to unlock the potential that all of us have. And that, my friends and my family, is what we are celebrating today. I want to offer you one final thought. I was thinking a little bit more about this as I was coming home from a day of doing very, very last minute shopping, as I tend to do. Trying to make it through lines. I've never seen so many people in my life. I think we were at Home Goods or whatever it was, and there were like 8 people waiting on you. But the line went all the way back to the bathroom. There were all these things going on, and I was extraordinarily busy trying to get all my last minute visits done. And I remembered something that I had read, and this person said, think about the reading that we had today. And he said, think about what was going on with Mary and Joseph. Think about it. There was nothing crazy going on. They weren't running around doing their last minute preparations. The angel of the Lord spoke to Joseph, and he said a child would be born. Mary and Joseph didn't say anything, but a child was born. And then this person said, well, maybe that's what we need to do. Just let the baby be born. Allow that child to be born. Focus on that child. Focus on the potential that it will give you if you allow it to be born. If you allow it to be born in your hearts so it can continue to grow. My friends and my family in Christ, later on today, I assume many of us will be going home either to prepare for Christmas, to host Christmas, or to get ready to go and visit with family. I urge all of you to take a few minutes and to think about what is happening, that a child is born for you, that you must allow that child into your hearts, that you must allow that child into your lives, that you must allow that child that is full of hope, joy, and potential to grow in you so that throughout this year, you will continue to grow closer to one another, but you will also grow closer to our Lord and Savior and become more and more like Him. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.